Well, that's a job, tending that fire, isn't it?
Yes.
It didn't take long to... You just put a tub in there somehow, build a little fire in, and just keep it low, you know, and let that smoke go out to it all day long. And that meat had turned just as brown as these niggers. And good plum soup.
Yeah. Now I think they do that with a chemical, don't they?
Yes.
They sort of paint it on?
Yeah, they paint it on.
I got that for weird what killing's been called, but paint
it. And then you get that good taste and you can't digest it. What did you call the outside of the midrins?
Skin.
Skin? Inside?
They had skin.
Well, if you fried it, would you still call it the skin?
Yeah, skin tickle.
We call it bacon, huh?
Yeah.
Midrins, bacon. You know, there's a big old thing on the back of that old tenderloin come off, they call it fatback.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bottom part
is called fatback. And that fatback, you know, where this tenderloin had come out of, we'd cut that off in big chunks and grind it, and when grind it, just cut it in blocks and make lard.
Mm.
And we'd make barrels of lard.
Mm.
We never had to buy no lard, we never had to buy no meat, we never bought nothing, only just a sugar and flour.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have much wheat, we took care of it. A lot of times we'd kill a yearling, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you ground up some of your meat?
So
ground it salty. Mm-hmm. All that salty.
We make one of these, stuff like the washing, you know. Have that full of
sausage
ground.
Boy, oh boy.
And make sacks about so long, about this big around, and
crab it
like that, hang it up and smoke
it. Times when
that's
you couldn't get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is good in the winter and summer.
Oh yeah, gosh, you can't get sausage like that anymore that I know of.
We just grind enough fat in it to make it fry and sit.
Now it's...
Yeah,
just put enough meat in to make it look a little meaty here and there.
And then that's what grease in fry.
Yeah.
Then we did it. And then that's putting the meat in. Put the sausage down, it made its own grease.
Did you do anything with the insides of the pig? Was there any part of that other than the liver?
Well, we
didn't
just fry it. If it was good. You know, a lot of times they have little knots in the liver, so it's not good.
Did you eat anything called haslet or harslet or chitlins?
Well, my bunch never would. I'd raised to eat them, but my bunch never would eat them.
Did you eat them?
Her brother.
My half-brother, if you'd rather have a mess of chitlins, is that kind of meat
she'd get? When we'd kill hogs, she'd take the paunches and clean them, you know, and take that lining out, and then she'd soak them in soda water and salt for weeks and weeks, and then she'd take him a big jar full of them. Now, and boy, he'd brag about them, you know.
Some kids,
I think
some kids got some of them in deep freeze up there in the house. They never
give
them.
Our kids, that's her half-brothers. They think Uncle Albert hits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they fix anything he wants and save it for him.
Uh-huh. And how does he cook these? Fry them?
Well, he
put them on the pepper oil and then take them out and roll them and fry them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you do
anything with the head of the pig? Yeah. Well,
we made sauce out of the head.
Head cheese, long tail head cheese, and we always call it sauce.
Sauce meat. We cut the...
Was head meat and sauce the same thing?
It all means the same.
Same means the same. Mm-hmm. We'd clean that head just clean and then re-clean it when we'd get ready to cut this meat. We'd clean that head and take it and get everything off of it, swing it, you've been far. And then we'd clean that head and then we'd boil it. Boil all that meat off of that bone, you know, and then that's what they'd grind their sauce meat out of. And that's the best meat you ever eat in your life. And then when it'd get cold, you know, we'd just cut it and slice it, big slices.
It's a whole lot like sausage.
No, it don't taste like sausage.
Did you ever take any of the juice that came from that and put cornmeal in it?
I imagine I have, but I can't control that.
We might eat some of the juice of the cornbread crumbled in it.
What did you call this part of the hog's head?
I